todolisthome.com. Welcome. I'm your host, Tony Teolis, and I'm keeping track of things I do around a home for a better life. Today is January 16, 2012. This is episode 32 of the To Do List Home podcast. Plans for landscape gardens and order the best plants and seeds. Coming to you from Northern Virginia in the USA. More information on this podcast and others can be found at todolisthome.com. The song of the day is Rebel's Hop by Bob Marley. Recorded on Soul Shakedown Party from 2009. Have a listen at amazon.com and the link can be found in the show notes. What drives this? This is my way of paying back years of using the internet for research. Hopefully, I'll save you time and money by learning from my mistakes of how I accomplished things the hard way and eventually got good at them. I like to provide content back to the internet, and this is one of the ways that I do that. Learning and improving permaculture techniques to help build community, sufficiency, and reliance. Retiring at age 55 or younger. Listen to episode 16 for more about that. And thesurvivalpodcast.com. Go to thesurvivalpodcast.com today and learn how to live the good life if times get bad or even if they don't. Subscribe. Connect with us. Listen to us on iTunes and podcasts. Watch the To-Do List Home videos on our YouTube channel, Tokyo73, T-O-K-Y-O-7-3. And be our friend on Facebook, To-Do List Home. Links to all these sites can be found at the todolisthome.com website. We hope you'll share your to-do list ideas with us. You'll also find useful files that you can download on the menu bar of the todolisthome.com website. Feel free to view and use the files for your to-do list. On my to-do list today is planning for landscape gardens and ordering the best plants and seeds. In the bleak, cold winter, as it is right now, it's very cold outside, about 25 degrees. It's hard to imagine that warm weather is coming fast, just as it was hard to imagine this bleak winter was coming back in the warm days of September and October. Now that we're in the midst of winter, it's time that I order any plants and seeds that I expect to be able to put into the ground and reap production from this year. It's January 16th, so I've got a limited amount of time before I actually need to start planting some of my plants. I know it sounds early, however, some plants require a long indoor start period. For example, the parsley needs to be started by seed and grown indoor, and that's going to happen on January 27th, so I better hurry up and get some parsley seeds ordered because I don't have very many right now. Additionally, green onions and chives will need to be started around February 10th. Before you know it, it'll be the beginning of March, and that's when I need to start planting, or rather sowing indoors, the hot peppers, the sweet peppers, the eggplant, any Swiss chard, endive, romaine, thyme, marigolds. Even some of my flowers I'll start as early as March 2nd. And you'll be able to find where do I get these dates and how do I keep track of all of them at the todolisthome.com website. I have a Excel file there called Planting Times 2012. Feel free to download it and adjust it to your particular schedule. And as you'll note, I'm working with the last spring frost, the last expected spring frost to be April 20th. And so I work around those dates and I work backward and forward from April 20 to influence my seed starting times as well as any of the plants that I'll be getting. I'll talk about those in a minute. The chart explains when I'll be planting these, and again, it can be adjusted for wherever you live depending on when your last frost is. As we get back into preparing for spring, I have to imagine what I want to see in the spring, summer, and fall of 2012. I go out to my yard and there's no leaves on the berry plants. The asparagus is all brownish fern. It's going to be ready to fall over and die just as the first spring comes around. It's there's no vegetables other than some cover crops are the only things that I have growing in any of the gardens. I have 19 gardens around the yard. I only got some winter rye and some vetch that had sprouted up through the ground and is green and is keeping the nourishment inside and adding new nourishment to the gardens. However, they're all very bleak looking right now, and it's important that I take a pause and try to imagine what I want to see in the spring, in the summer, and in the fall. If I imagine flowers, how many kinds of flowers and what colors. If I imagine grilling, my family enjoying a barbecue on a deck on these hot summer nights, what kind of vegetables do we want to have wrapped up next to whatever we may be barbecuing at the time? Or maybe we'll only be barbecuing vegetables. I think of yellow squash. I think of zucchini. I think of eggplant. I know I want to have salads to go along with that. I want to have lots of tomatoes. I want to have lots of onions. I want to have lots of green onions. I like a lot of herbs with all the cooking. Things that we'll need to be making a lot of and then dehydrating or storing in another way for next winter. So I like to make a lot of hot peppers and dehydrate them and chop them up and eat them through the winter. I also have to think about what new gardens I will need and how big they're going to be and where can I put them and will my family be okay with what I have in mind for the new garden plans. So the first thing I need to do is calculate how much square feet I actually will be planting this year. And one of the important parts about that is I don't want to order more seeds or plants than necessary, but I do need to start thinking about what I need to build now as far as gardens go. I have 19 gardens, but right now on the drawing board I have plans for at least 4 more, and these will need to be built to accompany some of the berry plants that I've organized. This year in 2012, I decided with a little motivation from some colleagues at work to plant blueberry. For my own personal motivation, I'm planting elderberry as well. I want to add another plot of asparagus, and I just love the blackberries and raspberries that we get, so I'm going to be planting more blackberries and raspberries. It's very important that I want to order them. I've already ordered them. Now where am I going to put them? So I need to start putting the space on paper of how I plan to put these in the yard, where I plan to put them, and then I need to be able to chart out my gardens. I'm very specific about rotating crops. I don't like tomatoes grow in the same place year after year. They should be rotated on and never grown in the same place more than once every 4 years. Same thing for a variety of vegetables. There are some other important things that I need to take into consideration is when I create my file that's called something like Home Outline and Plans for 2012. I'll give it a new name, but there will be a new file coming to the website, and it'll be a page-by-page PowerPoint of all of the gardens that I have. And in all of the pages, it'll be a specific 1 square foot block for every area of the garden, and it'll indicate what I plan to put there. It's very handy that I do this. This way, I'm very specific about how many seeds I sow, how many plants I grow under the grow lights, and then how many I actually try to raise and harden off, and then actually plot into the gardens. So having this detailed plan makes my gardening very easy because I probably will have about 400 or more square feet to be planting this year. I know that doesn't sound much, but when you split that up into about 23 different gardens, the plans can get messed up very easily if they're only in my head. So I like to write them out and be very specific where I'm going to be putting things. Based on that, will let me know how many seeds I need for the different plots. So I'll need to calculate the seeds after I draw up these plans and then pull out the seeds that I have stored right now and see what needs to be reordered. I'm keep some simple concepts and stick with what works, but I'm going to be trying some new things as well this year. But the old standbys that are always good for me are carrots, tomatoes, hot peppers, Swiss chard, parsley, basil. I have a Japanese mint called shiso. I like to put a lot of flowers around the gardens, especially for the bees. And some of the old timers that I'll be bringing back are sunflowers and morning glory and 4 o'clocks and nasturtiums, of course, marigolds. However, there's some new things I'm going to try for the bees this year. It'll be asters, and I also had quite good success with the Cleome spider flower, and I'll be doing that again. I also grow a lot of squash, cucumber, strawberries. I have asparagus already in the ground. I'll probably grow radish. I'll definitely grow more peas. There'll definitely be more beans and edamame. I might try some chamomile this year, green onions, chives, and the list goes on. And I also have a fig tree next to the second strawberry patch. And the list goes on. Currently in the ground, there's quite a bit of perennials. And what I'm thinking about is I don't want to be bent over all spring and summer, putting in new plants, taking out old plants with just annuals. I'm really thinking a lot about perennial plants. That's why I have a lot of blackberry, raspberry, strawberry, asparagus. And then this year I'm going to be throwing in blueberry and elderberry to the mix. I need to think about how I'll make the new gardens. I'm really convinced of benefits you receive from hugelkultur raised bed gardenings. I suggest you go to todudelisthome.com and search for hugelkultur, hugelkultur, German word, meaning from wood, culture from wood. And what I want to do is use large logs and build my gardens on top of those to aid in nourishment and irrigation in a long-term period. So what I'm trying to put into the paper and imagine and the things that I need to take into consideration are how can I put some extra hugelkultur beds on top of the front yard areas where I'm looking at in particular. And one of the nice things about that is it'll help to cut down my grass cutting time. In order to make the 2012 gardens a success, I can't do it alone. And over the past few years, I've come to rely on a few certain suppliers that are just great with customer service, great with product, and reliable as can be. This starts with Southern Seed Exposure, located in Mineral, Virginia. There's a link to them in the show notes, and from them I'll be getting any vegetable and flower seeds that I need. There's Norse Farms, located in Massachusetts, and they've been absolutely wonderful. They're the best berry plant provider that I've been able to come across. They provide the strawberries, the blueberries, the blackberries, the raspberries, and the asparagus that I have around the yard. And this year I'm going to be getting elderberries from them, so this ought to be a lot of fun. Additionally, if I'm going to think about food and food production, I may want to be considering doing potatoes again, but I think I'll consider sweet potatoes. And if I hurry up and get this done this week, that would be good. But from Wood Prairie Farm in Maine, I've ordered potatoes from them in the past. I might try to order some sweet potatoes and see how those will do for me this year. There's some other suppliers. If you looked at the picture in the show notes at todolisthome.com, you see several catalogs are in the photo there. And I've never really ordered from these other companies, but I mentioned Norse Farms, Wood Prairie Farm, and Southern Exposure Seed Exchange. There's those three catalogs, but once you start to get catalogs from one company, you start to end up getting seed catalogs from others, which I've featured in there. And you'll never be in short supply of where to choose from. However, it does take a little bit of time to pick a supplier, because you want to pick a supplier that you call and somebody answers, instead of going through a lot of pushing ones and twos and threes until you actually get an operator. If you're going through that much trouble, you may want to go and scale back to a small business owner to get your seeds. There's several opportunities and locations where you can get seeds by searching on the web. Again, I recommend small business. I recommend what I link to in today's show notes, and I link to the seed suppliers found at thesurvivalpodcast.com. Jack Spirico there has a number of seed suppliers that he's recommended, including High Mowing and a couple others. I haven't ordered from them myself, but Jack gives his word on them. You can rest assured they're pretty good. Doing all this, I want to be able to keep costs under control. So every year after year after year, I don't want to just be ordering new seeds and plants all the time. I want to be able to keep costs under control, so I think about long-term production, but with only one initial investment of time, money, and labor. And that explains why a number of the gardens contain perennial plants, such as the different berries that I've already mentioned and the asparagus, and I want to add to that. I would consider adding fruit trees and nut trees. I'm hesitant to do that at this time. I don't know if this would be the right location to do that because of the time involved to do it, but because of the time involved before production can be realized. However, I still have some space available that leaves the options open for that later. And what I've already planned for 2012 is only on my head and a little bit on paper right now, not in the ground. So there may be another tree or two that comes into the yard instead of some of the other plans I may have for more annual vegetables. Additionally, it's important to learn a new skill such as seed saving. And I'm fairly good at understanding how to, you know, save different seeds. There's a lot of information out on the web about how to save seeds. And it's rather simple to do. And I think I'll take that step more and more as I progress through the gardening so that I'm not totally reliant on outside sources for my vegetable seeds. And the same thing with the potatoes. With the potatoes, if they're grown right, you can keep potatoes year after year and keep seed potatoes behind to grow new potatoes for the next year. I need to hurry up, put my seed order together for Southern Exposure Seed Exchange. I've already got my berry plants and asparagus ordered. I'm not worried about that. Once I organize my seed order, I need to hurry up, get that put on the web. And I'll show you a little bit more over time about where I'll be putting all of these different fruits and vegetables around the home over the next couple of months. That's it for today. Now go and do something useful.